Elvin, my brother, I see your message here. I want to try to give you a quick reply and then direct you to my website where you can find some more information and encouragement specifically to the season that you're going through. My friend, we all in our walks with God in the beginning, we have this way of seeing God that is usually not how God really is. And because so many people have so many opinions about who God is, how he works, how he blesses, how he does all kinds of things in our life, we have all this confusion about what is the truth about how God really deals with people. How do I know if I'm right with God? And most of us, because we live in this world, Elvin, and because we have five senses, we think that the only way God can bless us is in this physical earthly realm. My brother, the Christian life, when you find the truth of the Christian life, it's an exchanged life. It's where you desire an earthly life that is not of this earth. Let me say it easier. It's where you want to exchange this earthly life that you're living for a kingdom life. It's where you learn to put your mind and your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. It's where you begin to store up treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. It's where your heart is, your treasure is, and you put your treasure in heaven. You begin to forsake this earthly kingdom, which is temporal, in exchange for that which can never be lost, the eternal kingdom of God. See, right now you're still thinking like an old covenant Christian, that if I just obey, God will bless me externally. Brother, that covenant is done. That's why you're so frustrated and you're mad at God. God has not changed, but his covenant with you, his agreement, his contract, his ways have changed. You are not a Jew. You are not under the law. You have not been given 613 laws to obey. Deuteronomy 28 was not written to you that says, if you obey, God will give you peace from your enemies. He will give your wife a fruitful womb. He will bless your business. He will bless your fields. My friend, they did not have the kingdom of God in the old covenant. Jesus said, the kingdom of God has come upon you. The kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God came through Jesus Christ. What is the kingdom of God? Jesus said, don't look around. You can't find it anywhere. It's within you. The mystery of the new covenant is Jesus Christ living inside of you, literally. Not because you just think he is, not because somebody told you he does, but you literally end up having Christ living in your heart by his Holy Spirit. Jesus says in John 14, 21 through 23, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will come to him and show myself to him. Verse 23 says he'll make his home with you. Brother, that is the kingdom of God. That's why Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is like a treasure that a man found buried in a field. And when he found it, he buried it again, and he went and he sold everything he had in order to buy that field. He gave up everything. You have to look, forgiveness of sins is free. You can have your sins forgiven for free, but sanctification and possessing the kingdom of God, my friend Elvin, it costs you everything. Jesus said, Luke 14, 33, unless a man gives up everything he has, he cannot be my disciple. Now, what that means is you go to God, I can't do this. You have to have the desire to want what I'm telling you. You have to believe that there's a kingdom life that can live in your heart, that can give you a level of peace and joy and rest and purpose and fulfillment that goes beyond anything in this world that is all going to hell, that's all going to burn. Elvin, you speak of Hillsong and Lakewood. My friend, these are two deceived churches, okay? First of all, they preach a watered-down prosperity gospel. The prosperity gospel can only survive because people believe God is still an old covenant God. He is not. That's why Jesus said, There's a new way. Unless a man gives up everything he has, unless a man denies himself, takes up his cross. Jesus told the disciples, sell all that you have and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven. He says, don't be afraid, little children, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Elvin, you can't understand this yet because you're not in possession of it. But the richest man is not the man who has the most. The richest church is not the church who has the most. The richest man and the richest church are the ones who need the least, because they are so satisfied by this spiritual wealth, the spiritual abundance, God teaching them how to see these things that I'm sharing with you now. These things make me wealthier than any prosperity millionaire on the planet, than any Hillsong church, than any Joel Osteen who lives in a $10 million house. My friend, that's not Christianity. That's those people who live in error, who think, as the Bible says, that godliness is a means to financial gain. Elvin, can you imagine Jesus Christ living in a $10 million home? Can you imagine Jesus Christ writing a bunch of books and taking all the money, or taking in tithes and offerings, which are old covenant, and building a $10 million house while his poor Indian parishioners? Can you imagine the evil of that, my friend? Can you imagine Paul doing that? Who has lived in jail, who went without food, who went naked, who was in prison, who was beaten. Go read 2 Corinthians 11, the greatest Christian that ever lived. He's nothing like Hillsong United. He's nothing like Lakewood Church. These people are false, Elvin. That's why you're so frustrated. You're listening to Joel Osteen tell you, if you just pray enough prayers, if you just claim what you want with your lips, my friend, you'll end up going to hell. I'm telling you, Elvin, Joel Osteen is being used by the devil. The Bible says that his servants masquerade as an angel of light. He looks so nice. He's a nice guy. I'm sure he is. Nice guys don't go to heaven. Converted guys, changed guys, humbled guys, guys who took up their cross, guys who lost their life to find it. Jesus says, if you love your life in this world, you're going to lose it. You got to be willing to lose it, Elvin. Don't let these liars like Joel Osteen, who the only reason he has any money is not because he was successful and built a business. He built a business selling people the idea that if you give me your money by buying my books and coming to my church and tithing, God will give you his money. My friend, it's absolutely a sham. It is ridiculous. It is not Christianity. Read the Bible, Hebrews 13:5. Keep your lives free from the love of money, for God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1, where it says that those who want to get rich fall into a temptation and a trap and into every sort of evil, and they pierce themselves with many griefs. And they fall away from the faith. Read and see that Paul says, but if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. My friend, do you know why he can say that? Do you know why Paul said, I consider all things that I had a loss for the sake of knowing Christ? Because he knows him. Elvin, you can know Jesus. You can be richer than every person in that Hillsong church, every person at that Lakewood church. You can be the richest guy who needs the least and possesses the most. You can lose everything and find it all in Christ. Now, right now you're saying, Mike, how does this practically work? Am I supposed to just walk away from my job and walk away from everything? This, my friend, is where you have to find out what the Lord's will is for your life. But you don't go to Father and say, Lord, first tell me what you're going to ask me to do, and then I'll decide if I want to surrender. No, forget about it. You'll never find God, Elvin. The only way you can find God is you have to desire him like my wife from India did. Just like I did, we desired him and we desired the kingdom of heaven more than we desired anyone or anything on this earth. No matter how much prosperity the devil gives you or God gives you, brother, you cannot take it with you and it burns. Jesus taught in Luke 16:15 to use your worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves so that when it's all gone, I'm sorry, Luke 16:9, so that when it's all gone, you'll be welcomed into eternal dwellings. He's saying, give up, trade up this life for the true life to come. Okay? Brother, I have been where, and I've lived in India, as you can tell. I've been where I've had nothing. I've been homeless for 4 months. I've lived in the hardship and the poverty of India. And I've also lived being, you know, virtually a millionaire. Okay? And I can tell you, at the highest income, the nicest house, all the things I had, I never knew the kind of happiness that I have now. A house was donated to me by my parents. And you know what my wife and I do? We talk all the time about, this house is too much. We want to get out of it. It doesn't, it's too much for us. We don't want it. We want something tiny, some simple little apartment. Why is that? We don't want any stuff getting in the way of Jesus Christ in our life and heart. Every single day we sit and eat breakfast and chewing our food and on one side of our mouth and talking about God on the other side of our mouth. We love Him. We're obsessed by Him. Every morning I lift my hands and I say, God, thank you so much for loving me enough to break me, to teach me the truth, to help me to find you. Elvin, I can't show somebody Christ living in my heart. I can't show you what it's like to have Him as your daily conscious reality, as your daily obsession, as your daily help. I despise the idea of wanting things. Okay, Elvin, recently I just had to get a new phone. Okay? And you know what frustrated me about this? And I bought another iPhone. I was thinking about getting an Android, but I got an iPhone because I didn't want to spend the time having to waste trying to learn about this new device. I spent one day setting up my new device. And I said, God, what a waste of a day. I don't want to have to waste my time with electronics and things that many people get engrossed in. And they're like, oh, I can't wait to have this thing. It's going to make me happy. On the contrary, I'm saying, God, please help me to get this finished and set up and running quick so that I can be done with this and get back to you. That's how you know that you know God, Elvin. I traded up this bull crap message from preachers like Hillsong and Lakewood that teach you the wrong stuff, brother. They're lying to you. You have to know when you read the Bible, Elvin, in Luke 14, when Jesus Christ sees massive crowds like a Lakewood church following Him or a Hillsong United church following Him. You know what Jesus turns around to the Hillsongs and to the Lakewood followers and says? I tell you the truth. Anyone who comes to me and does not hate his mother and father, his brother and sister, his wife and his children, yes, even his own life, they cannot be my disciple. And then he goes in and explains the need to count the cost. It's going to cost you everything, Elvin. If you want the kingdom of God, you'll be like the man who found the buried treasure. What you hear coming out of me, my friend, is me trying to tell you about the buried treasure. I have it. But I can't put it in your hands. I can't show it to you. I can't take a picture of it and give it to you. I can't send you an account balance statement and show you what I have in my spiritual bank account. It's so frustrating. I don't have any way to tell you you're making a mistake listening to these guys and being mad at God because He hasn't given you stuff down here when God wants to give you stuff that will last forever, my friend. Trade up. Don't be an earth dweller, Elvin. Forget about it. The land that you live in, India. I say this as somebody who's married to an Indian and who lived in India. For 6 months last year, I lived in India. My friend, they are completely obsessed with everything in this world. They care about what other people think. They care about what they look like. They care about their money. They care about their marriage. They care about their kids. They care about their job. Listen. Everything I just mentioned is earthly, as of the earthly kingdom, is temporary, and as Peter says, it will all be destroyed by fire. Whatever you have in your life that you cannot take to heaven with, you need to realize is a complete waste of your time to focus on it. Now, the final thing I want to share with you is this. If you're being moved by this message and you desire the kingdom of God and you're willing to give up everything, that's the one thing I can't teach. I can't teach desire. You have to desire God. I can't do it for you. But if you do desire God and you desire what I'm testifying to you about, you have to come before God humbly as a child. Matthew 18, 3 through 4. And you have to humble yourself and you need to pour out your heart to him and tell him you're sorry for grumbling against him for not giving you things that are going to burn anyway. You need to tell him you're sorry for not recognizing his mercy to you to frustrate your plans in this life, to keep you from running your train right off the tracks. He's pushing it off, running it off the cliff. He's pushing it off the track. He's doing to you, Elvin, what he did to me. He frustrated my plans. Wait until you see this next documentary I'm working on, where I talk about how stupid I was for all those years to chase this world, to try to please people, to acquire wealth, to try to find materialism, to try to find my happiness here. It was a complete waste of my life, Elvin. And instead, God just continued. He never gave up on me. Brother, God wants to do the same thing for you. If you're willing, God will strip you of everything in this life so that you can find the only life that is real life, kingdom life, Christ living in your heart. Man, I'm telling you, you'll never know any kind of peace, any kind of joy, any kind of happiness, fulfillment. Nothing compares to the Lord Jesus Christ making his home with you in your heart. Brother, go to the website, listen to the messages on surrender, on losing your or testing, and ask God to help you do what you cannot do in your own. And you need to ask him to fill you with his spirit, but he will not do it if he knows you want to hold on. God is not going to give you his good gift of the Holy Spirit if you want to just use it, him, the power that he gives you, the grace to go squandered on your own pleasures and desires in this life that don't matter. But if you want find fullness in Christ, and he'll take care of your basic needs. That's what he says. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these other things that you need to live will be given to you. It's true, my friend. I'm living it. It's my reality. But you have to desire his will over yours. You have to be willing to have faith to believe he'll do it. And you need to be able to come to a place in your life where you'll thank him. Oh, God, thank you so much for not allowing me to find my happiness in this world and being one of those fools who stands before you and hears, flee from me. I never knew you. Brother, lose your life and you will find it. Depend upon Christ Jesus to do all of these things that you cannot do. He will give you the grace if you humble yourself and you have the faith to believe it. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.